This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, a great nation, despite the fact that our foreign policy has been lately, and lately meaning for a generation, mostly a series of failures. Who says so? Actually, one of America's most respected generals, General H.R. McMaster. He was national security advisor for 13 months to President Trump. He is the author of a new book called Battlegrounds, which is all about battles that America has not won recently, even though we should. We'll be speaking with General McMaster and, of course, also, yes, about his experience in the White House coming up on the Michael Medved Show this hour. But first off, one of the questions in our national security has to do with this future of our economy. And this is a story that you're probably not going to hear a lot about on cable news. It's a story that I think a lot of people would prefer not to talk about. But it's deeply, deeply important. And honest to goodness, I hope that Chris Wallace, when he is moderating the debate, the first debate between President Trump and his opponent, Joe Biden, that is coming up a week from tonight. And here is the headline. The headline, and this is in the Wall Street Journal, but it's buried in the journal. It's not front page or anything like that. CBO cuts long-term growth projections. And this is about a brand new report just released by the Congressional Budget Office. Now, for you to put this in context, the Congressional Budget Office is nonpartisan. And they have a pretty decent record of calling things out. And the agency released new projections yesterday showing weaker growth and significantly more red ink, that means deficits, over the next 30 years than it had previously forecast. The agency now anticipates average annual GDP growth of 1.6%. That's all the way from 2020 to 2050. That's lame. I mean, it's better than negative, but only barely, because there will be some inflation in there. 1.6%? That's an amazing downgrade. This is roughly a full quarter percentage point less than was predicted in June of 2019, the last time the CBO released long-term economic projections, and before the coronavirus pandemic swept across the U.S., triggering a deep recession. Between 1990 and 2019, in other words, for that 20 years, growth averaged 2.5%. Which is almost a full percentage point more. Debt as a share of gross domestic product is forecast to hit 195% by 2050. That's 45 percentage points higher than the CBO projected in June 2019. Now, one of the things they teach you in economics class, and basically everybody, including the President of the United States and including the Democratic leader of the House, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and including the Democratic leader of the Senate, Chuck Schumer, they're all reasonably educated people. They have to know that if the CBO is projecting the debt by 2050 is going to get up to double our gross domestic product, that's a collapse territory. This is amazing. The increase is due in large part to surging outlays to combat the pandemic, all of the relief programs that we've done for the cost of like $4 trillion, followed in later years, and this is what they're looking ahead toward, interest costs and higher spending on safety net programs such as Social Security and Medicare. While lower interest rates allow the government to borrow more cheaply, slower growth means it will be harder to reduce the debt burden as a share of the economy. The predictions released yesterday are an extension of 10-year forecasts the CBO released over the summer, showing debt as a share of annual economic output is on track to hit 100% next year, and to reach 109% by the end of the next decade. And what they talk about, and we apply this to other countries, when you reach 100%, let alone 195%, what they're looking at in the future, you're talking about an economy in real danger. And this is why when we have a pandemic raging, and yes, we have a fall recurrence, and it may not be devastating. One can hope that it won't be. But they're taking dramatic measures throughout Europe. Would the president have the strength to actually do that and lead dramatic new measures if we continue having these mounting incidents of death and infection? It's going to be one of the questions in the debate, to be sure. And, of course, there will also be questions in the debate about the fight over the Supreme Court. Now, you may remember we covered on this show, and we're going to cut three, Jeremy. We covered on this show the idea that Democrats, at least Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she has some support, have this notion that they're going to impeach Trump again in the House. They know they won't get him removed by the Senate, but they're going to do this in the middle of the election. Why? Because they think then the Senate would be too busy trying to fight off that impeachment attempt to consider confirming a new justice. Here's what President Trump said in response to that last night in a rally at Swanton, Ohio. Here's the President of the United States.
Now they want to impeach me again if I nominate somebody, as I'm constitutionally obligated to do, to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States. Go ahead. I want them to do that. We will. If he puts forth a highly qualified candidate, we will impeach him. Well, I said, well, I'm the only guy in the world that could get impeached for trying to fill a seat in the Supreme Court. So we're going to put up our nominee who's going to be outstanding. We're looking at five incredible jurists, five incredible people, women that are extraordinary in every way. I mean, honestly, it could be any one of them. We're going to be announcing it on Friday or Saturday.
Okay, now it's Friday or Saturday, and I think it would be great if it was Friday, because that would give the entire choice to have dominate the weekend news cycle. And look, I think that the public interest stories on any of these women that he's talking about appointing, particularly if it's Judge Barrett, are going to work very well for speeding the confirmation, which is an entirely appropriate thing. When we come back, we're going to talk to H.R. McMaster. He has a fascinating statement, General McMaster, at the beginning of his book. And he says, look, there are people who are strong Trump supporters who wanted him to talk about his experience in the White House and say Trump was a unusual president with great instincts, and he did a great job. There are other people who wanted him to write a book that said Trump's unfit. He did a book that's neither. but it's a book that is meant to teach the American people something about the essence of foreign policy. We'll get to that with General H.R. McMaster coming up. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
It is an honor to welcome to our program live General H.R. McMaster, who is the former National Security Advisor to the President of the United States under President Trump for 13 months. He served our country as an Army officer, retiring as a three-star general in 2018. That was after he left the White House. He was 34 years an Army officer. He also holds a Ph.D. in history from University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. His new book is called Battlegrounds, The Fight to Defend the Free World. And it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Congratulations on the book, General McMaster.
Michael, thanks so much. It's a real privilege to be with you.
I appreciate your coming on. First of all, what's sobering about reading the book is you suggest that following America's splendid accomplishment in winning the long twilight struggle, as John Kennedy described it, against the Soviet Union, and we definitely won, that we've had a series of failures in foreign policy. And you also suggest there is one idea or one mistake in our perceptions of the world that undermines a lot of those failures. What is it?
Well, Michael, thank you. We had reason to be confident after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War. And then, of course, what followed shortly after that, after the Berlin Wall came down and we won that war without firing a shot, we had a hot war in the Persian Gulf, and our military demonstrated tremendous prowess in defeating Saddam Hussein's army and pushing it out of Kuwait. And that began, Michael, what I write about is this period of confidence that grew into overconfidence and resulted in many Americans, many policymakers buying into some assumptions that turned out to be false. You know, first of all, that ideological competition was over. Right, that there was really an arc of history that had guaranteed the primacy of our free and open societies, and then of course related to that was that really we had no challengers militarily anymore. Military competition was over as well, and these beliefs I think were kind of a setup for the difficulties we were to encounter in the new century with the shock of the mass murder attacks of 9/11 followed by really wars of unanticipated length and cost in Afghanistan and Iraq, the financial crisis of 2008. And so like we were overconfident, and then I think that pendulum shifted from optimism to pessimism and to resignation. And what I argue for in the book is how about something in between and a policy that recognizes our need to compete, really to protect our free world from where I think we all see now is the growing strength of authoritarian and closed systems, and in particular China as well as Russia.
And you conclude the book with sort of a tour of the horizon where you look at the various foreign policy challenges that the country is encountering right now. And for people who read it, I guess they earn what NPR has called a McMaster's degree, right?
Well, hopefully it's not painful. Hopefully it's a fun degree, if it is a degree.
Right. Not quite your Ph.D., but a McMaster's degree. Okay, in terms of Afghanistan, the president has a great deal of optimism about negotiations with the Taliban. You don't share that optimism, do you?
No, I don't share it, Michael. And that's because what I argue in the book, and you alluded to this at the beginning, is that our policies have been undercut by what I call strategic narcissism. And that's the tendency to define these crucial challenges to our security and our prosperity mainly based on what we would prefer to do and to assume that what we choose to do is decisive to the outcome. And the problem with that is we don't give adequate agency, influence, authorship over the future to very determined and often brutal enemies and adversaries. And with the Taliban, we're in a strange situation where we seem to be partnering with the Taliban against, we think, Al-Qaeda, which, of course, there is not a bold line between those organizations, and in a way that disadvantages the Afghan government and disadvantages the Afghan people.
Okay, in terms of China, and a great deal of your book is focused on China policy, I noticed recently they had 18 very high-tech advanced jets that flew deliberately over Taiwanese airspace. What do we do to avoid a serious military confrontation with China? which where we would prevail, and I think you acknowledge that in the book, but it could be disastrous for the entire world, no?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's most important at this stage, Michael, is for us and like-minded partners, certainly our treaty allies, but others, to convince China that they can't accomplish their objectives through the use of force. What we're seeing in the wake of this, you know, of this COVID-19 pandemic, a pandemic that China has largely, you know, foisted on the world, is a much more aggressive China, really a China that is not only, you know, really, you know, suppressing their own people and any kind of information about COVID-19, but engaging in this insult of wolf warrior diplomacy, bludgeoning Indian soldiers on the Himalayan frontier, you know, this National Security Act that is repressing freedom in Hong Kong, their big land grab, so to speak, in the South China Sea, and of course the constant verbal and physical threats to Taiwan. And this is why it's important, I think, for us to be strong militarily in the region and for others, too, as well. I think the path that Japan is on to develop a more capable self-defense force is immensely important. And, of course, Taiwan has to be mainly responsible for their own defense. And you've seen the recent arms sales to Taiwan. Taiwan is stepping up to that challenge, and I think just the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, has to be convinced, even if they try it, it's not going to work, or the Taiwanese are going to be able to impose costs on them. And also, I think we have to keep, you know, to keep in mind, in the PLA's mind, that the United States could intervene in a way that could be disastrous for the Chinese armed forces. I mean, we still have an extraordinarily capable force relative to the PLA, and I think that what's dangerous, though, is I think the PLA is maybe believing their own propaganda these days. You know, that they're ascendant, that they're developing preponderant capabilities across the Indo-Pacific region.
The book is called Battlegrounds: The Fight to Defend the Free World. Let me ask you a question about the most surprising thing I read in the entire book, which is that you never voted. Are you going to vote this time?
You know, I'm talking about it with my family, and now let me explain why. I think everybody should vote, Michael, but I followed the example of George Marshall. I read a biography of him when I was in high school. I entered West Point when I was 17, and I thought it was important for military officers to studiously avoid any kind of political partisanship. And so a way that I did that is I never voted, and I think it's very important for all of us to play a role in making sure that the military never becomes politically biased in some way or another.
Amen to that. Let us continue, if we can, General McMaster, and I understand we can. His book is called Battlegrounds. I'm speaking with H.R. McMaster, former National Security Advisor to President Trump. Still hasn't answered the question about whether he's going to vote this time, because now he's retired from the military. We'll get to that and more with H.R. McMaster.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As we all know, the president is going to be sending up a nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy later this week.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on Capitol Hill, saying that he expects President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court to be an extremely well-qualified woman. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York, say Senate Republicans are rushing to fill the vacancy before the election.
Republicans At the same time as they are rushing through a Supreme Court nominee, they're doing nothing about the COVID crisis.
NASA is announcing new plans that would land the first woman and next man on the moon by 2024. As part of NASA's $28 billion Artemis plan, astronauts are returning to the moon for scientific discovery and economic benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My fellow Philadelphian, H.R. McMaster, is the Fuad and Michelle Ajami Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He's a three-star general in the Army, a PhD in history from University of North Carolina, and he was for 13 very eventful months the National Security Advisor to President Donald J. Trump. And you were right in there between General Flynn and John Bolton, is that right, General
that's right.
McMaster?
That's right. As one of my Secret Service agents told me after my daughter broke up with her boyfriend, he said, you know, President Trump changes national security advisors like Kara changes her boyfriends.
Okay, but there it is. And we will see. Advisor O'Brien seems to be fairly secure, at least for the time being, no?
No, I think so. I have no way of knowing really, Michael, but, you know, from what I see, he's, you know, he's really taken on the job of trying to provide the president with the best analysis and options for foreign policy and national security decisions, which is really what the national security advisor job is all about, right? Your job is to serve the elected president by providing him the best advice, you know, from across the government.
Okay, I don't want to forget the question that we were just working on, because, again, it's stunning to me that somebody who knows as much about foreign policy as any living American right now, and it's all put forward in a very accessible format in the book Battlegrounds, The Fight to Defend the Free World. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. It stunned me that you said you hadn't voted. And, of course, I understand it during the time you were on active duty. Separation of the military from civilian life is essential to our democracy. We don't want military coups or anything of that nature. But now you're retired. So You don't have to tell me how you're voting. It's just, are you planning to vote this time?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about it, Michael. And, you know, I what I'm concerned about these days is how the military is, you know, some people are trying to drag it into the military, into partisan politics. And even though you think, okay, a general's retired, you know, I think still if a general who's retired becomes involved in a way that's partisan, that could carry over to the profession overall. But you know, of course, if I do vote, I'm not going to endorse candidates or get involved in anything like that or tell people how I'm going to vote. But it's really, you know, after 34 years, it's a big adjustment. I mean, you know, I went to West Point when I was 17. The only job I had before that was at a famous restaurant that you may have heard of called McDonald's. You know, then, so then I'm adjusting to my third career here at the Hoover Institution and at Stanford.
Well, I hope it proves to be the most satisfying of them all. In your book, one of the surprising aspects of it is President Trump is fond of talking about the Russia hoax, the idea that his belief that there was no serious attempt by Russia to meaningfully interfere in the election of 2016. You disagree with that pretty clearly.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's important for all leaders to acknowledge the threat from Russia, because what Russia does is they combine this effort at disruption and trying to diminish our confidence in who we are, in our democratic principles, institutions, and processes, with also denial. Right? They deny it flat out. They sow all these different conspiracy theories. So I think leaders have to be just straight up about it and say, of course, Russia meddled in the election, but what Russia wants to do more than anything else is shake our confidence in who we are as Americans, to polarize us, to pit us against each other, to drag us down.
They're doing a pretty good job of it for 2020, don't you think?
Yeah, they are. They are. And you know what makes me, it was so disappointing to me, Michael, is, I mean, we do it to ourselves too. We create opportunities for them. I think it's important to understand, you know, in 2016, you know, that when they were really, muddling in the election and so forth, they were really doing it, I don't think, to get any certain candidate elected. What they wanted to do is sow doubts about the outcome, no matter who got elected. And I think actually they probably expected Hillary Clinton to be elected. And so what we have to be cognizant of is that they're trying to just diminish our confidence in our democracy, and we have to guard against it instead of playing into their hands.
Right now, there has been very widespread acclaim, and of course, you had no way of anticipating it in your book, Battlegrounds, for President Trump's achievement in negotiating a basically mutual recognition agreements between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, with maybe more Arab states to come. Was that a process underway while you were there in the White House?
It was an effort underway to strengthen the relationship between Israel and the Gulf states based on the recognition of the common threat, the threat that came from the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I do write about this a little bit in the book, about how this is an important opportunity for Israel, the United States, and the Arab states to capitalize on. But I think the Trump administration should get tremendous credit for this. This is super important to our security in terms of pulling the rug out from jihadist terrorist organizations who warp and pervert the ideology of Islam to support their criminal and political agendas. And it also makes it much more difficult for the Iranians to perpetuate the sectarian civil war in the region in a way that would allow them to place a proxy army on the border of Israel, which is they really want to do is threaten Israel with destruction, push us out of the region as the first step. So it's a tremendous achievement, Michael. And I think what's also important is Prime Minister Netanyahu, you know, saying, hey, we're not going to annex the West Bank. I think that took a lot of the tension out of the air and allowed these new relationships to develop. I think there are going to be more states who are going to come to this conclusion, and I think it's an immensely important development. And you know what this goes back to, Michael? When President Trump made his first trip to Saudi Arabia, everybody said, well, God, what the heck is President Trump going to Saudi Arabia for? I think it's worth looking at President Trump's speech and then King Salman's speech. That was a very historic moment that didn't get enough attention. And in it, you have the king of Saudi Arabia rejecting the extremism that that country had proselytized and promoted for decades. And I think this was the beginning of a major shift. And we're working together with Gulf states on isolating terrorist and extremist Islamist organizations from sources of support financially, but also to isolate them from sources of ideological support.
Again, I couldn't agree with you more fervently. And don't you also think that with these other Arab states and maybe more to come, that it puts some pressure on the Palestinians to actually sit down again and begin negotiating maybe for the creation of a Palestinian state?
I think so. And of course, you know, the problem with the Palestinians is that they are divided. The Palestinian Authority is not strong. It's factionalized. And Israel has some really legitimate security concerns that the West Bank not turn into another Gaza, right? So there are security concerns. There's an economic dimension to this. I mean, the Trump administration got criticized, right? You know, Jared Kushner got criticized for this peace plan. But actually, you know, this might be a tremendous opportunity for the Palestinians at this point. It was a plan that was kind of dead on arrival because the Palestinians had not participated. But it exists, and it's on the shelf. And if there is a last chance at a two-state solution, I mean, this might be it. And so I just hope that the Palestinian leadership is able to recognize that the future for their people, the best hope lies in ending their status as refugees and reaping the benefits of at least a path towards statehood and to take advantage of some of the incentives that were in the Trump administration proposal.
That's General H.R. McMaster. His indispensable new book is called Battlegrounds, The Fight to Defend the Free World. Thank you for your service, sir, and thank you for your clarity and your enlightenment here on this show. His book is posted at michaelmedved.com, Battlegrounds by General H.R. McMaster. We'll be right back on The Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Michael Medved Show, what a joy to actually talk to one of America's clearest thinkers on foreign policy and really on a host of issues, Major General H.R. McMaster. And again, it's one of those things where I think we should take very seriously what he says about Russian attempts to meddle in this election. And he's very clear about that in his book. And I don't... You want evidence of Russian meddling? See, there's a viral video that was posted on TikTok. And I don't know if this is real or somebody just trying to make fun of one side or the other side. But it has literally been seen by millions of people so far. It is a young lady, looks to be under 25, and she's tearful, and she's very, very upset. And what upset her, and she tapes herself when she's driving, what upset her is she saw a sign that dared to be pro-life. And this is her commentary. Listen.
Off to people that are pro-life! I f***ing hate you! Why can't women have abortions? I'm just on the f***ing pro-life side, driving down the f***ing road, having a mental breakdown. And I'm just gonna say, all you people are so, you're so f***ing stupid! Ugh! Just like, I can feel pain before I was born as a baby! Bitch, I was born, and I can feel pain, I wish I wasn't f***ing born! Stop bringing kids in a horrible home just because you're pro-birth. You're stupid. And I wish I had been aborted.
Okay, she wishes she were aborted. This was on TikTok. Maybe the president's right to be talking about banning TikTok. Look, do I have any evidence at all that this is Russian meddling in our election? No, but it's the kind of thing that they were caught doing last time. At basically just driving Americans against each other and creating this atmosphere of hysteria. And that's why I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to say that do I believe that everybody who is affiliated with QAnon really believes in the garbage associated with QAnon? No, I think that QAnon is probably some kind of big attempt. It might be Russia, it could be China, by some kind of hostile power, or maybe it's just America haters generally, who want to destroy our country. There's a big piece in the business section of the New York Times, and the headline illustrated with a big picture of QAnon demonstrators in front of the Massachusetts State House last month. Facebook tried to limit QAnon. It failed. Thousands of new followers for groups adept at shaking off a crackdown. Last month, Facebook said it was cracking down on activity tied to QAnon, a vast conspiracy that claims that a satanic cabal runs the world, as well as other potentially violent extremist movements. Since then, a militia movement on Facebook that called for armed conflict on the streets of the U.S. cities has gained thousands of new followers. A QAnon Facebook group has also added hundreds of new followers while questioning common sense pandemic medical practices like wearing a mask in public or staying at home while sick. And a campaign that claimed to raise awareness of human trafficking has steered hundreds of thousands of people to conspiracy theory groups and pages on the social network. Perhaps the most jarring part, at times Facebook's own recommendations engine, the algorithm that surfaces content for people on the site, has pushed users toward the very groups that were discussing QAnon conspiracies, according to research conducted by the New York Times. And then if you read on, and it's a very long article, and it makes the point that actually, despite these attempts to suppress QAnon, and maybe because of them, the number of followers, and it's tens of thousands of people. Now, tens of thousands of people who believe that there is a giant conspiracy led by Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and others, that this conspiracy, which is about to be exploded by President Trump in what is called the storm, is a conspiracy of Satanists who are also cannibals who drink the blood of children that they traffic in, and they're pedophiles. And all of this was centered around a pizza parlor, Cosmo Pizza, in Washington D.C. And the idea that this should have any respectability at all, or be taken seriously by anybody. There's this story from Newsweek. The Republican Senate candidate in Delaware is facing a criticism for posting a meme about the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is a QAnon candidate who won the Republican nomination in Delaware. And she called her Democratic rival a Satanist and baby killer over the weekend. She posted this meme after Ginsburg's death was announced that showed black children dancing. And it had the caption, "Black babies when Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies." That was less than 24 hours after the Supreme Court justice died. In a Facebook message posted with the meme, Liz Witzke, who's the candidate, accused the 87-year-old of, quote, "having an obsession with abortion that singled out minority groups." Quote, "Tens of millions of black and brown babies never got a chance at life because of Ruth Bader Ginsburg," spelled wrong. Witzke said, "If elected, I pledge I will only ever vote to confirm a pro-life justice to the Supreme Court." Now, all of this is related, it seems to me, to her belief in QAnon. And she responded to Chris Coons, and she said this, because he criticized her for being classless, making remarks about Ginsburg so soon after her death. She said Chris Coons, the incumbent senator, her opponent, is going to do everything in his power to stop the confirmation of our new pro-life SCOTUS. When I called Chris Coons a Christian-hating baby killer, I was 100% correct. I'm coming for your seat, Satanist. Okay, the idea that your political opponent is a Satanist? Could we be talking about some foreign power that wants to louse up our elections? Hey, the movie that we have to review today is about some of the excesses of social media. It is a fascinating and important film and very watchable. It's called The Social Dilemma. Please listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An amazing collection of Silicon Valley big shots get together for a startling new documentary that indicts their entire industry for dangerous, damaging exploitation. The film is called The Social Dilemma, streaming now on Netflix.
What I want people to know is that everything they're doing online is being watched. There's entire teams of engineers whose job is to use your psychology against you.
That's Tristan Harris, a former executive at Google, who has taken on a role as conscience of social media, and who argues persuasively that there's plenty to worry about concerning the way those media have taken over our lives. There's also fascinating evidence on the way social media push polarization in politics. Rated PG-13 for some mature content, 3 stars for the eye-opening, ultimately inspiring, The Social Dilemma.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And one of the things about that movie, The Social Dilemma, they actually set up what is meant to be a nice family where they have people, children of various ages. And it talks particularly about the teenager whose life is extremely negatively impacted by engagement with social media involving hours and hours and hours a week. It's a fascinating film. And next time, is it true that people hide their true feelings about candidates and issues when they talk to pollsters? But there's one study that says they do that, but not about Trump. Well, why wouldn't they about Trump? We'll also be speaking to Ken Starr, former special prosecutor who helped guide a presidential impeachment against Bill Clinton. He was also a dear friend on the court, the appellate court, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We'll be talking to Ken Starr next time as well in This Greatest Nation on...
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.